Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Fulfilling Ministry 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 12:5-6. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members who belong to one another. And we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If the gift is prophecy, that individual must use it in proportion to his faith. I have just read from the New English Translation. Jake admired Pastor John's powerful preaching and desperately wanted to be like him. But no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't preach like Pastor John. Even though Jake knew he was called to minister to the church, he felt like a failure because his preaching style didn't match what he saw in Pastor John. It wasn't until Jake realized that God never intended for us all to be the same that things began to change for him. Just as the human body has many parts with different functions, the members of Christ's body have different gifts and roles. Some are called to preach, others to teach, some to prophecy, and others to excel in administration. Jake discovered that while he wasn't called to preach like Pastor John, he had been gifted by God to teach the word with clarity and depth. Once he accepted his own unique calling and stopped comparing himself to others, he found God's grace and fruitfulness in his ministry. The body of Christ functions best when each member uses their gifts for God's purposes. It's essential that we hone and use the abilities God has given us, rather than hiding them due to comparison or competition. Trying to be someone else only hinders the potential God has placed within you, just as the eye would fail if it tried to taste food like the tongue. Go into today determined to sharpen and utilize your unique abilities for the advancement of God's kingdom. Comparing yourself with others is unwise, and God has equipped you with specific gifts for a reason. Lord Jesus, help me understand and fulfill your call for my life. Help me embrace my unique gifts and play my part in advancing your kingdom agenda. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for the way you have been living contrary to his will. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 17-18. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Proverbs 17-18.
Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. A prudent servant will rule over a disgraceful son and will share the inheritance as one of the family. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. A wicked person listens to deceitful lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. Whoever mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Eloquent lips are unsuited to a godless fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler? A bribe is seen as a charm by those who give it. They think success will come at every turn. Whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. A rebuke impresses a discerning person more than 100 lashes a fool. Evildoers foster rebellion against God. The messenger of death will be sent against them. Better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool bent on folly. Evil will never leave the house of one who pays back evil for good. Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. Why should fools have money in hand to buy wisdom when they are not able to understand it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. One who has no sense shakes hands in pledge and puts up security for a neighbor. Whoever loves a quarrel loves sin. Whoever builds a high gate invites destruction. One whose heart is corrupt does not prosper. One whose tongue is perverse falls into trouble. To have a fool for a child brings grief. There's no joy for the parent of a godless fool. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. The wicked accept bribes in secret to pervert the course of justice. A discerning person keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Foolish children bring grief to their father and bitterness to the mother who bore them. If imposing a fine on the innocent is not good, surely to flog honest officials is not right. Those who have knowledge use words with restraint, and those who have understanding are even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues.
An unfriendly person pursues selfish ends, and against all sound judgment starts quarrels. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes reproach. The words of the mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a rushing stream. It is not good to be partial to the wicked and so deprive the innocent of justice. The lips of fools bring them strife, and their mouths invite a beating. The mouths of fools are their undoing, and their lips are a snare to their very lives. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is a close relative of one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale.
Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame.
The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out.
A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. In a lawsuit, the first to speak seems right, until someone comes forward and cross-examines. Casting the lot settles disputes and keeps strong opponents apart. A brother wronged is more unyielding than a fortified city. Disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel.
From the fruit of their mouths, people's stomachs are filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord.
The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin.
But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.